It's time for Rhema for Today.
And the Bible says in 16:25 of Acts, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And they didn't do it in a whisper, because it says the prisoners heard them. Now I'm talking about there is this spontaneous praise that comes forth, and then there is the sacrifice of praise that comes forth. You see, it was a sacrifice to praise God with your back bleeding, in stocks, it says, and they're in the middle of the prison and there ain't no way out, and they're out doing God's will.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin wraps up his teaching, The Untapped Power of Praise. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today's the last day. Right now, let's join Pastor Hagin for today's message.
They have exerted so much energy that they are so tired when they sat down. You know, you can look over and see them. You can see them heaving. I mean, they've been going through 45 minutes or 30 minutes sometimes of extreme aerobic exercise. And that's, go look at aerobics. They do jump around the same way. The same principle is involved. And they call that worship. They call that praise. Thank God it can be, but why do we have to always put up with ritual? Now, wait a minute. I didn't say there was anything wrong with praising the Lord and speaking out like that. What I'm saying is that when it's just a ritual that we're doing and it's just a worked up ritual and it's not coming as spontaneous praise from our hearts, it's not really doing the job that it's supposed to be doing. That's what I'm trying to say to you. I'm trying to get over to you the fact that we can have it as a spontaneous thing and you won't have to lead people into it. They'll just go into it. A demonstration of that was a while ago. We sing a song and then people began to get involved with it. They began to realize that there was no more bondage from them by the Spirit of God. They don't have to be sick. They don't have to live in poverty. They don't have to live down on Grumble Alley. They can enjoy the very presence of God. Amen. And as it ended, we were involved in beginning to move into a spontaneous praise. Amen. From the heart of each individual. Nothing that somebody told you to do, nothing that you planned to do, you did. Amen. Do you understand where I'm coming from tonight? I'm walking a fine line. And if people don't understand you, they will go away and say that I don't believe in any of it. Others will go on the other side of the fence. When actually, I'm just trying to show you some of the things that we need to be aware of so that we stay in a true, spontaneous worship and praise unto God. You see, in a true, spontaneous worship to God in praise, there is always victory, never defeat. I think the most beautiful picture of this, of how God recognizes the sacrifice of praise and how He will intervene for you when you give Him the sacrifice of praise. I think the greatest example is found in Acts chapter 16. Evangelist, apostle, teacher, preacher, Paul and his sidekick, Silas, had just finished an open air meeting and the authorities come and got a hold of them and they beat them up pretty bad, and then they threw them in the very deepest, darkest part of the prison where there was not a ray of light of any kind. They were bleeding. Their backs were bleeding. They had been beaten, whipped. And the Bible says in 16:25 of Acts, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And they didn't do it in a whisper, because it says the prisoners heard them. Now I'm talking about there is this spontaneous praise that comes forth. And then there is the sacrifice of praise that comes forth. You see, it was a sacrifice to praise God with your back bleeding, in stocks, it says, and they're in the middle of the prison and there ain't no way out, and they're out doing God's will. Now, if it had been most of us today, well, Lord, we're doing what you told us to do. Look what it got us. We're in such a mess. But it says that they began to sing and praise God. Pray and praise God. Sing and praise. Praise God. You see, now I'm going to tell you what. There will be times that you must praise God, and it will be a sacrifice of praise. You will not feel like praising. Everything around you is screaming the opposite of praise. But you praise anyway, because it's the praise unto God that causes Him to unleash that mighty power. Because it says in the very next verse, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. Not just Paul and Silas, but the whole bunch of them. You see, instead of bemoaning their situation, instead of questioning and wondering, they turned to the only comfort and aid source that they knew anything about. And that was God. And when they thought of God, their thoughts were focused in on what God had done for them and what all that He had suffered for them. What Jesus had suffered that they might know the truth. And they began to burst forth with a praise from their lips, praising God in the midst of the storm. And suddenly the scene changes. When you're in trouble, don't begin to, with this natural mind, look for a way of escape. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, begin to offer up the sacrifice of praise for what He has done for you. And let the praise of God be continual in your mouth. And then watch the power of God begin to manifest Himself for you. No, you can't praise 1 minute and bemoan the fact that you're in that mess the next minute. That is not continual praise. That is praise 1 minute and having a talk about your circumstances the next minute. You've got something continually in your mouth, but it's not all continually praise. It says continually praise God. I want you to notice that this praise brought a release. It brought a miracle of salvation. See, Paul and Silas understood the secret of praising God. They realized that they could tap this reservoir of unused power that is available for every Christian. You see, you too can enjoy a fuller, more joyous, powerful Christian life. But it really doesn't come by prayer and fasting. No, I'm not against prayer and fasting. I believe in it. Okay, so we got that subject settled. But you can tap into a more joyous, a more uplifting Christian experience. You can tap a power source that is always available with continual praise that will bring to you supernatural power that is far beyond the stretch of your imagination. And it's done through continually praising God. Praising God is the secret of having increased blessing in your life. I believe that we need to do more praising and less praying. Now, I didn't say we shouldn't pray. I think that we need to do more praising and less praying. I believe that if we would study the Word, we will find that there's quite a bit that it has to say about praising God. If you'll study the Psalms, which was the prayer book and the song book for the children of Israel, you will find that a great percentage of the Psalms either deal entirely with praising God, or else they have at least one or two verses that talk about praising God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Mountain Moving Faith. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's CD entitled, When the Enemy is Coming After You. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, honey, you know, it's important for us to have word partners.
Yes, can you
tell the audience what a word partner is?
Well, word partner is just somebody that prays for us regularly, and we need that in order to keep doing what we're doing all over the world with 290 Bible colleges and all the churches and youth pastors and children's pastors and music ministers.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, and you send an offering to us at least one time a month, whatever you can afford to send. Somebody said, well, I can't send much. Hey, if everybody sends what they can,
that's right,
when it all gets here, it makes a bunch.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's Monday on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.